Militant Islam in Pakistan's causing difficulty for believers. A ministry finds its niche as peace builds in India's Kashmir region. And a partnership fulfills a vision to help immigrant families. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. More than 20 people have died in violence in the siege of the Red Mosque in Pakistan. Leaders have threatened to impose Taliban-styled rule in Islamabad. It's proving to be a rallying point for government opponents. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says it's no surprise that Christians will feel the effects. Violence against Christians is common there.
You've got young girls being kidnapped and raped, church leaders who have been arrested, believers who have been charged with blasphemy simply because they've gotten into dispute with their neighbors. This is a regular occurrence for the church as a whole.
Penner calls Pakistan one of the most dangerous countries in the world for Christians. As attacks against Christians increase, Penner says the work of Christians won't end.
Those that are active and who are compelled to share the gospel of Christ are going to do so whether or not there's persecution. And so as bad as things may get, there are always going to be those who are going to be reaching out to those who hate them with the love of Christ.
Meanwhile, an attack on a Kashmiri official by separatist militants shows the region remains unsettled despite efforts toward peace talks. In fact, there's been an increase in violence in the Himalayan region with the onset of summer. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung.
People of Kashmir have suffered a great deal of turmoil as a militant activity on the part of Islamic separatists and those who would want to see Pakistan become more closely allied with Kashmir rather than India.
DeYoung says their teams are working to reach the listeners in and around Kashmir and along the border regions of India.
The kinds of militant violence that has plagued the Kashmir Valley has really caused a hunger among the people. Many of them are tired of jihad and this kind of violence and this kind of unsettled turmoil and are open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And our broadcasts are being heard by many and are being responded to.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Virtual reality has become a spiritual reality for World Gospel Mission. Just less than 8 million people are members of SecondLife.com, a lifelike virtual world. World Gospel Mission has created a manual to help equip virtual missionaries. Hubert Harriman says,
we look at that world and say they need to be reached like anybody else in the world. Behind the avatars that you find in Second Life, there are real people, and we know that they need to hear the gospel like anybody else does.
There are already some truly Christian churches on the site, but evangelism is a new idea in a world where many citizens behave as though they're without consequence. While WGM doesn't encourage Second Life membership, the handbook is designed for those already involved.
To be able to talk to another avatar in a very friendly way, bringing up the things of Christ, living out their life in that second life as a Christian.
Pray for this new project or visit our website to download the free handbook. Next, Muslims in northwest Bangladesh have been reacting violently to Christian converts from Islam in their region. According to Compass Direct, local human rights advocates appealed for an investigation and security restoration. A senior constable also met with Muslims and Christians to promote religious tolerance and liberty. World Evangelical Alliance say Muslim hostility remains, so they're praying for God to protect his servants and open Muslim hearts to the gospel. And Buckner International is offering the first church-based immigration ministry called Immigration Service and Aid Center, or ISAC. Buckner and their partner help churches across the U.S. become government certified so they can assist people in all aspects of obtaining citizenship. This project helps fulfill Buckner's mission by keeping immigrant families together and strong. If your church would like to become accredited, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Book of Hope International is making available Devin Webb's CD, The Path, songs we hope will help you in your walk with God in the path of life. Keep it or give it to a friend. That's Devin Webb's CD, The Path. Your free copy is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.